Oh, more than yesterday, I need you, Lord. Oh, more than words can say, you, Lord,
than ever before, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord, more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than the next heartbeat. So much more than anything, Lord, as time goes by, I will be by your side, 'cause I never want to go back to my old life. I need you more, more than yesterday. I need you, Lord, more than words can say. I need you more than ever before. I need you more. I need you, Lord. As the musicians keep playing that song, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight, Lord Jesus. This is our heart's cry, oh God. We need you more. More than yesterday, oh God. We need you, Lord, even this very moment. We thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity, Lord, and the privilege to come into the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. Oh, we pray, oh God, may you please come tonight, Lord, and grace us with your presence. We ask, oh God, may you pour out the anointing, oh God, and break every yoke tonight. May you speak to our hearts, oh God, by way of your word. May you quicken your word tonight, oh God, and visit us in a supernatural way. We also want to remember our precious pastor. We pray that you will bless him tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, musicians. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. Please bear with me. I'm a little unprepared. Hallelujah. But we have to be ready in season, out of season. Praise the name of the Lord. God knows why I had to be here tonight. I believe it was ordained by Almighty God. Amen. May we turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 1. It reads thus. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, period. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for inspiration tonight, that God will just bless us in a special way tonight. It's a thought that came to my heart tonight, and I like us to look at this thought together. The power of God's word. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We want to look at the power of God's word. Hallelujah. Now we learned some time back that God's word is ironclad. And that word ironclad means something that is firm and secure as to be unbreakable. Hallelujah. God's word is unbreakable. Ironclad, in other words, is something that is rock solid and cannot be broken. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, whatever God says will come to pass, because God's word is unbreakable. It's rock solid. So you can depend on it. We're looking tonight at the power of God's word. Hallelujah. That word of God is powerful. It's alive. It can accomplish something. Hallelujah. If we go back to Genesis chapter 1, we read verses 2 and 3, it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light." When God spoke that word, it couldn't be broken. Now the Bible tells us a day with God is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day with God. So when God spoke, let there be light, it took a period of time. But there had to be light, because God's word cannot be broken. That word is ironclad. We are looking at the power of God's word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we see that God is infinite. Brother Branham said, God is infinite. And we look at that word infinite, it means limitless or endless. No beginning, no end. God is as good as his word. Hallelujah. Let me read a familiar quote here. We've read this quote before. I want us to read it again to look at God. I want us to focus. We're focusing on the power of God's word. But if someone, a word, Brother Branham says, it's a thought express. So if someone is giving you a word, then you got to look at that person, who they are. Because you are as good as your word. Now we see here that the power, God's word is powerful. It's unbreakable. It's unshakable. It's unmovable. So we want to see this one who has such a word. Because a man is as good as his word. Hallelujah. So let us look at God a little bit. And a familiar quote, who is God? Hallelujah. Brother Bram talked about this one. Before there was anything, we went through this before. Before there was a speck of light, there was God. No beginning, no end. Hallelujah. And this God had desires. He wanted to be a father. He wanted to be a savior. He wanted fellowship. He had these attributes within himself. They had to come forth. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So God went into action in order to fulfill this desire that he had. He came up with a plan in the back part of his mind. God designed everything that's ever going to happen way, way before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. So God, a part of God's plan was to create an earth. Because this desire that he had has to be displayed. But it had to come forth somewhere. Hallelujah. So he had to create a place to have these desires displayed. Hallelujah. So God went to work. First thing he did was he gave birth to himself. Because God was invisible. So God became visible. He gave birth to the word. Brother Branham called it the Logos. And then through that word, when God changes form from invisible to visible, then he begins to create. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, our focus is on the power of God's word. Don't forget that. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 1, Moses, this prophet of God, God showed Moses what happened in the beginning. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But this heaven and earth that God created was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And we see in verse 2, it said the earth was without form and void. That's right. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. The Bible says, and there was light. But before the beginning, there was nothing that existed but God. There was no atom. There was no molecule. There was nothing but God. So when God spoke that word, where did those elements come from? Hallelujah. Remember, God had these desires that he had to fulfill. So he went to work. He had to create this earth to to place man on this earth to bring these attributes forth, to display those attributes. But he needed a place to have it display at. So he had to go to work to create. But there was nothing. If I want to build this desk, I have to get material to build this desk. But if there is no material, how can I build a desk? Hallelujah. The power of God's word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to read a message, the angel of the Lord. Brother Branham said, he said, when God spoke, the dirt that you set over tonight, that was God's word. He just said, let there be. And his word materialized. Hallelujah. When God said, let there be, there was nothing. But the word of God materialized. He said, where did the dirt come from? He just spoke it. It's God's word materialized. He said, it's God's materialized word form the earth that you sat on. Remember, there was nothing. There was no atom. There was no molecule. Now, let's look at the definition of an atom and a molecule. Hallelujah. I looked this up. It says an atom is the smallest constituent unit of ordinary matter that has the properties of a chemical element. And it also says the matter is the substance or substances of which any physical object consists or is composed. So I believe God's word, when he spoke, let there be, because there was nothing. There was no atom. There was no molecule. There was nothing. God's word materialized into atom and molecules. Hallelujah. The power of God's word. That word materialized because there was nothing. There was nothing to make the earth. Where did the light come from? Brother Branham said, when God said, let there be light, he said, and there was nothing. He said, and then an atom started turning. Where did that atom come from? Because it didn't exist in the first place. God's word materialized into the atom. Amen. The power of God's word. Jesus said, the word I speak unto you is spirit and is life. Think about it. The chair you're sitting on tonight is the word of God. The clothes on your back is the word of God. You want to see God? Look around you. The body you're dwelling in is God's word. Because there was nothing. The Bible says in Genesis 2, then God formed man out of the dust. Where did the dust come from? The power of God's word. Brethren, we got something. This word of God is a living word. The power of God's word. Something that we spoke about. When God said you will heal, that's as good as it gets. That is God's word. We see God's word is unbreakable. It's rock solid. It cannot be changed. Hallelujah. The power of God's word. The definition of the word molecule is a group of atoms bonded together, representing the smallest fundamental unit of a chemical compound that can take part in a chemical reaction. Where did these things come from? These are the components that make up what we see today. If you go back in physics and breaks these down, you go back to the atom and the molecule, and you see what I'm saying? But where did these things come from? Because there was nothing, Brother Branham said in the message, who was God. There was nothing. Billions of years going back. There was nothing but God. Nothing else existed. So where did these things come from? Everything is here for a purpose. way, way back, God had desires. These attributes had to come forth. Why did God create the heaven and the earth? There's a purpose for it. See? The power of God's word. God has given you his word. We talked about last time, we talked about super sense. We learned that that super sense, which is faith, is God himself, is the spirit of God in you. The power of God's word. So if you have the word of God, you got power. He was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. You cannot separate God and his word. And we learn that the bride of Christ, she is him. If he is the word and she is him, then she is the word. Everything is the word of God. Just look around you from now. Change, you know, when you look at things differently. It's the word of God. I thought about this thing. This is wonderful. People don't know, they say, show me God, there is no God. Your very existence is a proof that there is God. I never saw this until I read this quote. The car you're sitting is the word of God. The clothes you're wearing is the word of God. The food you eat is the word of God. The ground you're walking on is the word of God. God is all around us. This room is the word of God. This pulpit is the word of God. This Bible is the word of God. The body you're living in is the word of God. The power of God's word. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's read another quote. I might be all over the place tonight because I didn't have everything in order, but there's a reason I was thinking, why, you know? That's the reason God allowed the service to be. Everything happened today the way it is. Sometimes we expect things to go a certain way. But then God can come in and mix things up. Why didn't Brother Elijah show up tonight? We know what happened. Why did that happen? God has a purpose. I was planning on studying another subject, but I ended up not studying at all. I was staying in the car on my way to church. So when all this came into being, I find a lot on me to preach tonight. I was like, you know, you start blaming yourself. I should be ready. But then I was thinking, if I had studied the message I was planning to study, I wasn't going to be preaching this message. So God allowed me to do what I did. So give me the thought tonight. So we can look at this. He gave me this quote like the last time I had this quote just sitting there. I had no clue I was going to be speaking on this tonight. But I believe God has a purpose. He gave me this thought tonight. He quickened it to my heart. The power of God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. In the message, Jehovah Jireh, Brother Branham said, he said, God said, let there be light. And it was. He believed his word. Every material thing from the supernatural. God spoke the world into existence. If he didn't, where did he get the material to make it with? He made it because it's his word. He spoke it and said, let there be, and it was. And when God says anything, if you will accept it and hold on to it, God's word cannot go out void. Remember, we talk about God is supernatural. So God don't see things the way we do as humans. We look at things completely differently. From the supernatural. He said, as the heavens is higher than the earth, so are my thoughts than your thoughts. God's thoughts is infinite. He said, my ways are different from your ways. So are my ways than your ways. He said, we believers, when we recognize who we are, a supernatural people, then we need to shift our thinking. We need to start looking at things from supernatural perspective. Because that's who we are. Brother Branham talked about how when man fell, we said this before, that all the channels was clogged up. So we came from supernatural thinking to natural thinking. But God sent a message to shift us back from natural to supernatural, because that's who we are. See? The power of God's word. God's word is ironclad. It cannot fail. It cannot be broken. That's impossible. So you can rest on this word. You can have confidence in the word. Because when God speaks it, it must happen. No matter how long it takes. The power of God's word. God has given you his word. That's power. And he wants you to become this word. You were always the word. You were always a part of the word. See? The word we are, we're in the midst of the word. We are the word. Even the sentiment out there is the word. Brother Brown said, we are all sons of God, fallen sons that might never come to know it, but they are sons of God. The power of God's word. We need to recognize these things. We got something, people. We have something. It's way above and beyond. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In another message, when love projects, sovereign grace takes over. Brother Branham said, and everything that is the word of God made manifest. The entire world was made. He said, the very earth that you are sitting over tonight is only the word of God made manifest. God made the world by his spoken word. The dirt, all of the minerals, the gold, all of the water, and everything that there is only the spoken word. Amen. If not, where did he get it? Where did it come from? God said, let there be, and it was. God's word materialized. We saw that before, there was nothing but God. Then God started creating, and now we have all this stuff. Where did it come from? It's the word of God. The spoken word of God. The power of God's word. I want you to recognize that. When you stand on the promises of God, stay right there. That promise has power. When God speaks that word, it hangs over you. But it'll come to pass in the right season. But that word cannot go out void. God cannot say by his stripes you will heal and then you not get healed. That's impossible. God cannot lie and be God. When God said, let there be light, there was light, took 1,000 years, but the light showed up because that word cannot be broken. The word has power. You understand what I'm saying? So you can take the promises of God and stand ashore on it because it cannot be broken. All we need in this life is the word. That's it. For the word is God. See? That's what makes you a superwoman and superman. When you have that word, you have that power. Brother Brown said, that same power, that same sense, super sense that God has placed in you and me. It's the same super sense that God used to create this world. Just think about it. You can create your own world and go live on it. But how do we activate the thing? That's where the problem is. We got this power, but how do we activate this thing? How does it work? How do we learn how to operate? That's where the problem is. We have something, people. We need to recognize that you have it. God has given it to you. God has sent this prophet, this anointing of Malachi 4, to get you to know what you have and how to use it. It's for you. You have value. You are the attribute of God. God did all these things for you, for his children. In the end, after everything is fulfilled, God will dwell on the earth with his sons and his daughters. That's the whole purpose. That's why you were born. That's why you are where you are. That's why you're going through what you're going through. It's all for God's purpose. The word of God is power. God's word has power. It's not just words. Jesus said, this word is spirit and life. The Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will never fail. It cannot pass away. See? Think about it. You are the word. You are the very word of God. This is the thing that was on my heart. The power of God's word. God's word materialized. It's what we're looking at. You're looking at God's word materialize. I'm looking at God's word materialize. It's all God's word. The things we cherish so much, everything, it's all God's word. If not, where did it come from? You tell me. It's God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read another quote. In the Message Fellowship, prophet said, what did God make the world out of? Where did the dirt that you're setting over tonight, where did it come from? It is the word of God made manifest. If it isn't, where did he get it? Where did he find it? Where did he get the stuff to make it? Why? He spoke his word and he believed his own word. And it formed the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. If we go back to Genesis, we'll read a little further down. Hallelujah. It says in verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the water. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. It was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. You see, all these things that God said is the word. It's the word. So when you speak the word of God in prayer, it's power. You see, when you don't realize what you have, if you, like Brother Bram talked about that little boy that had that stamp, remember? But he didn't know the real value of the stamp. So he sold it for what? Was it a dollar? He sold it for very cheap. But the person who knew the value of the stamp made a lot of money out of it. It was the same stamp. But it depends on what value you put on the thing. The word of God is more powerful than you know or think. But we have to know the value. You have to know what you have. Then you can use the thing properly. You see, God doesn't learn. God doesn't give you his word and say, well, there's something better, so I'll take the word away and give you something. He's permanent. Amen. So when he gives you the best. Hallelujah. Man keep progressing. God does not progress. He's perfect to begin with. He's infinite. So he gives you the best there in the word. The word has power. Hallelujah. There's power in knowing the power of God's word. Let me read one more quote. He's saying the same thing here. It's the message called the Junction Time. He said, the very earth that you're sitting on today was the created word of God. If he didn't speak the world into existence, where did he get the material to make it out of? Where did it come from? Sure, he did. He spoke it into existence. It's the word of God. The very dirt and things that you are sitting on today is the creative word of God. Let me read that again. The very dirt and things that you are sitting on today is the created word of God. You are here because you come into creation by the speaking of the word of God. Every one of you. Spoken word, sons and daughters. See? Hallelujah. Amen. God's word, the power of God's word. I hope you're encouraged tonight. I hope you look at yourself differently tonight. I hope you look at things differently tonight. You have something. You have something. God will do anything for you. I'm telling you. We're more than what we think we are. We got to recognize this thing. We are more than what we think we are. When Brother Brenham was on the scene, he wasn't playing. Come to yourself, people. Let us come to ourselves. God has given us something. The power of his word. This word that we have is powerful. We should look at this word differently. We should carry our Bibles differently. It's not the letter only. It's supernatural. This very word that you're carrying created everything. The spoken word is the original seed. Hallelujah. Jesus said, the blind lead the blind over forth and dish. If you don't have revelation, if you can't see, the word will do you no good because you're blind. But when you know what you have, it changes everything. The Lord wants us to know tonight, this word that we have, this message, it has power. This very word created everything. Hallelujah. Just a simple thought tonight. Hallelujah. May we stand, please. The power of God's word. The power of God's word. I want you to meditate on this thing when you leave this room tonight. The power of God's word. Musicians, please come. God's word has power. Amen. Amen. And the Lord bless you tonight. Hope it was encouraging to you tonight. Hallelujah. We're coming up step by step. We are coming up. I'm telling you. Little by little. Amnesia is leaving little by little. One step, baby steps. But we're coming up. One of these days, we'll fully realize who we are, and the rapture will go. Amen. Just stay with this word. We spoke on a message the last time. Stay with the word. Amen. Stay with the word. That's what the prophet said. Stay with the word. This word we learned tonight, this word has power. Just stay with it. No matter what anybody says or people do, just stay with the word. The very camel that Rebecca watered was the very camel, the very power that took her to Isaac. See? So this very word that you're staying with, that you're laying in, that you're obeying, this word will change your body. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for speaking in a special way to our hearts tonight. Thank you, O God, for revealing another aspect of your word to us, to get us to know and realize that your word has power. We pray, O God, that you will help us, Lord, to meditate on these things, to look at things differently, look at the word differently, approach the word differently. Change our thinking, oh God. For we are a supernatural people. May you help us, oh God, to continue, Lord, to feed on your word. To lay in this word. And let the word consume us, oh God. Help us, we pray, Father. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts tonight. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord, we've got the power.
Help us, Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus,
we've got the power. In the name of the Lord. Start again. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. For we've got the power in the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. Amen. Just think about all these things. You can't really destroy something. It turns into something else. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing another song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I'm gonna try to find it here. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. Aren't you glad you're a part of the family of God? I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family of God. Oh, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Oh, this is the day, This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful night tonight. Lord, thank you for Brother James putting himself out there, Lord. I just pray you re-strengthen him, Lord. Lord, thank you for speaking directly to us through our brother. Oh, I thank you for the creative words that you spoke through his lips, Lord. May they come down into our heart, Lord, and may we really be able to grab it and understand it, Lord, and make it become a part of our life, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. May be dismissed.